Danny, I've got a category for your footballers with breasts.
Okay.
It's not a professional footballer.
It doesn't matter, I just want to hear it.
A chance.
Yeah.
When we were an under-15 team, one of my friends has developed an adolescent disorder.
Yeah.
Where he actually developed breasts.
Was this an adolescent disorder?
Yeah, it's a medical fact. Yeah, you can look it up.
And one second here, while Dan, there are famous beavers and butts in say it again. Say adolescent disorder where he developed breasts.
Okay, well, anyway, he was a chubby guy anyway, and because of this, he was forced to wear a sports bra.
No!
Can you imagine the embarrassment of that?
Yeah, okay, yeah. He wore a sports bra during games.
Because of the problem.
Are you sure it was a problem?
I'm sure it was a problem, honestly.
I mean, what you said, now you're a lot better now.
But, I mean, obviously, Danny and I talk, you know, we're playing with fire here. Yeah, you know, who would pass this test? That's why
we're on the edge to lift the very cusp, by the way.
That's obviously the rim. This fellow who wore this. So, this fellow who had the breast.
Yeah.
A lot of players you can look at, as we're hearing, most of the Football League, it turns out. Yeah, Mulby, John Hartson, Neville Southall, Neil Ruddock, Thomas Brolin, Gary Mabbott, shaved, Andy Hinchcliffe, Kevin Pressman, Rob Newman, Mickey Quinn, and Ron Atkinson, can all be said to wear breasts. What distinguished this fella so much that he wore a bra?
Well, the thing was, that, like, his actual body build, I mean, when you talk about players like Rob Newman, Jan Mulby, they're big guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
This guy wasn't huge, but he just had this pair of breasts.
How big?
Well, I'd say they're probably a B, C cup.
Exactly. No, I'm not going to ask him about that. I'm not going to ask him about that, you pervert. No.
That's terrible.
Did you ever see him without his bra on?
Oh, yeah, we saw him all the time. He obviously got changed with it. Yeah.
Did you ever try to feel them?
No.
I've never heard of this condition.
Well,
I thought Tourette's was like the funniest thing I've ever heard. I'm sorry to say that, but I really did.
Well,
now, I can't, I mean, during adolescence, you really don't want it, do you?
It's the last thing you want.
Did he put on,
you want certain kinds of growth, but not that.
It's the bravest thing I've ever heard, that he put on a bra in front of other footballers, and then went out. Was he any good?
No, not really.
Thank you very much, yes.
He needed
to follow the Vim call, and he did.
I hope he's now the chairman of the Bank of England or something, otherwise that life is going nowhere.
Now, I mean, all right, we'll take any calls along those lines. Oh. If you've ever played in a mixed sex team, just purely, I mean, because I find it terrifying. You know, at some of these, in Jonathan Ross's office, you used to have a unisex toilet, and I can't be doing with it. I really can't. I mean, I swear to God, I'm not making this because it's Pat. Or my son, I just went into doing the news, I nipped out to the toilet here. And this is so unnerving. I went in there, and there's the woman cleaning them. She went, "Oh, it's okay, don't mind me." No, I mind you.
Yeah,
I can't be doing with it.
There is mindage.
Yeah, I went up two floors, but I found it because they're out of order. I'm next one. Anyway, so what we're doing, have you ever been in a unisex changing room and, you know, don't large it, you just want to go say, yeah, it's really awful. We can't top the fellow with a breast there, but you've heard the other calls, and we'll be right back.